And with me is Steve Godey. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service down in Duluth. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Steve, you did well.
Well, I'm glad we can help here at the weather office. We do the best we can.
Well, the weather sounds really good, so tell me about what it looks like this week and maybe into next.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, looking back, we can quickly forget about the snowfall that was brought to you guys over Friday. But as we go into this week here, it doesn't look like we've got much chance of that going on. We've actually got some warming temperatures here as we go into midweek. Today looks very nice in the mid-50s near the lake and maybe even mid-60s inland up the trail with mostly clear skies settling in this afternoon and tonight. Low temperatures stay above freezing tonight. And then as we go through Tuesday, warmer yet with light winds, it looks like Tuesday night we start seeing some instability pushing into the area, but it looks like we'll stay dry up on the tip of the Arrowhead there. As we get into Wednesday, it looks like we have a nice sunny morning and the chance for some thunder showers in the afternoon, isolated thunder showers. So we're getting to bring summer pretty close to winter here, so instability is probably pretty easy to get this time of year, and watching out for those showers and thunderstorms is going to be our the new gear we have to shift into.
Well, what about later, like over the weekend? Are we
You're going to pull that out of me, aren't you?
I'm going to pull
that
out.
Okay, I'm sorry. It looks like Thursday through Saturday, we've got a cooling trend with the bottom being Saturday and temperatures under mostly clear skies. Low temperatures Thursday night get below freezing. Then as we go out into Friday, we expect a chance for showers and thunderstorms again and temperatures staying around the low 40s. As we get into Saturday, highs reach into the 45 to 50 range. But clear skies, it looks like chilly night again Saturday night with low temperatures at or below freezing.
But no snow, right?
I'm not seeing any snow right now, no.
That's good. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, that's right. We still have quite a bit to melt off, I think, on the high elevations. And a lot of the ice has come out of the rivers, but you know, we're still expecting quite a good runoff from those streams, making the waterfalls very pretty.
Going to be a little dicey for the opener of fishing, I'm afraid. But nothing you can do about that.
No.
We've been speaking with Steve Godey. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you so much, Steve.
All righty.
Soon.
Great day, Jay.